在雅各的一生当中有几个地点对他是非常的重要。
In the life of Jacob, there are many places that are significant to him.
在那些地点，他都有一些他对他个人来讲非常特别的遭遇跟这个经历。
At those places, he have personal encounters that changed his life.
那其中有一个地点呢，就是亚伯渡口。
And one of them is the fork of Jabbok.
在那里，他面对着明天即将面临的危机危险。
And there he faced the danger that is about to come upon him.
那一个曾经恨厌恨他，甚至说要杀死他的哥哥，明天就要跟他见面。
He had to face the brother that once threatened to kill him.
那哥哥来见他，不是自己一个人，是带着400个人要来见他。
And his brother did not come alone, but with 400 men.
或许是两个兄弟要有再一次的谈判。
Perhaps there will be another negotiation.
或许就会有一场的争斗。
Perhaps there will be a battle.
在那里，雅各他也经历了一件非常奇特的事情。
And there, Jacob experienced something that nobody else did.
在晚上有一个人来跟他摔跤。
And there was a creature that came to wrestle with Jacob.
在亚伯的渡口他也得到祝福。
And at that same place, he also received blessing.
也在亚伯的渡口，他的腿瘸了。
Also at that place.He became crippled.
那他的腿瘸了，应该是从那时候开始，他一直就成为一个瘸腿的人。
And ever since that event, he became a cripple.
好，我们请看创世纪32章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 32.
创世纪32章32节。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 32. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank.
这里说，因为这样子，以色列人他们就不吃大腿窝的筋，一直到今天。
And here, basically, tell us the reason why Israelites do not eat the muscle that shrank.
所以这样来看，应该是。雅各从此腿就瘸了，所以呢，才会把这个事情，看得这么重。
Because Jacob had the limp on his hip for his whole life, that's why the matter is so serious.
那雅各腿瘸了，这个成为他生活当中他人生的里头的一个缺陷或者说缺口。
This become an imperfection in the life of Jacob.
那所以我们今天晚上我们借着雅各的这个经历我们来谈一个问题，就是面对着人生的这个缺陷缺口。
And from the life of Jacob, we will encounter this question: How do we deal with the imperfection in life?
好，我们请再念31节。
Let's go back to verse 31. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip.
这亚伯渡口另外一个特殊的地方就是雅各在那边，他说他看见了神。
And Jacob also said that in the fork of Jabbok, he saw God.
所以他给那个地方又起了一个名字，叫做比奴伊勒。
Therefore, he named that place Peniel.
这个比如伊勒呢，就是神的脸，神的面。
Which means the face of God.
那三十一节说他的大腿就瘸了。
In verse 31, it mentioned that he limped on his hip.
这成为雅各生活当中的一个缺口。
And that become an imperfection in his life.
那我们来相信在我们的人生当中，每一个人也多多少少带着这种人生的这种 人生的这种缺口、缺陷。
I believe we all have some imperfection in our lives.
好，那我们来看这些缺口是怎么来的。
And let us discover how did those imperfections came about.
啊，为什么会有这些缺口？
Why such imperfections?
那我们如何来面对这些缺口
？And how do we face them?
好，我们请看创世纪三十二章二十五节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 32, verse 25. Verse 25. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
这个雅各的腿为什么瘸了？
How come Jacob had a limp on his hip?
这里说那个人将他的大腿窝摸了一把，他就他的啊他的这个啊他就就扭了啊。
And the reason was the person who was wrestling with Jacob touched the socket of his hip.
如果说腿瘸了，成为雅各人生的一个缺口。
If being a cripple was an imperfection in life of Jacob.
那么对雅各来讲，他的缺口是从神来的。
Then this imperfection actually came from God.
那我们从圣经其他的一些例子，我们也可以看到说，很多的时候，这个人生的缺陷是从神来的。
And also throughout the Bible, we may see that many times when we have imperfections, it actually came from God.
巴比伦帝国最伟大的国王之一就是尼布甲尼撒。
The most famous king of Babylonian kingdom was King Nebuchadnezzar.
那我们在读但以理书的时候，我们知道这个这么强盛的王啊，他曾经失去了意识，失去了理智。
And from Book of Daniel, we know that great king once lost his consciousness and his sanity.
啊，这个也是从神来的。
And that was also from God.
在新约圣经里头，那个常常被提起的使徒保罗，他说他身上有一根刺。
And the Apostle Paul from New Testament, he often mentioned that there's a thorn in his flesh.
啊，那也是说是从神来的。
And he also said that it was from God.
啊，神允许他身上有那一根刺。
God allowed that throne to be in his flesh.
那为什么神允许神让人生活当中有这个缺口？
How come God allowed our lives to have some imperfections?
好，我们请看创世纪三十三章第三节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 33, verse 3. Verse 3. Then he crossed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near his brother.
第四节。
Verse 4. But Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept.
如果我们将自己投入当时的那个情景里头，
If we can put ourselves in their shoes,
那是一个让人神经紧绷的一个非常紧张的时刻。
That was actually a nerve-wracking moment.
这两个兄弟每靠近一步，不晓得怎样的事情要发生。
Uncertainties are around them as they meet each other.
可能以扫吩咐所有的人拔出刀来。
Perhaps Esau will order his men to draw their swords.
那是一场的决斗。
Then it will be a battle.
可能以扫仗着他有这么多人，他对雅各要有一些很不合理的要求。
Perhaps through the force, Esau will request Jacob to do something he doesn't want.
雅各的这个精神啊是非常紧绷的。
And it was really nerve-wracking for Jacob.
他真的不晓得下一步是要发生什么事情。
He does not know what will happen next.
他也曾经做了最坏的打算。
And he already prepared for the worst.
他把他的人马分成两队。
He actually separated his possessions into two groups.
他说哥哥如果攻打这一队，另外一队可以逃跑。
His reasoning was that if one group was attacked, the other group can flee.
结果两个人见面是我们刚才所读的这个场面。
However, when they meet, it was as described as verse 3 and 4.
那个紧绷的情绪呢，就这样子爆开了。
The anxious environment was actually broken down.
啊，是用抱着痛哭来流露出来。
They actually hug each other and wept.
当然，圣经告诉我们说，人的一些心思，人的一些举动，是在神的手中。
And of course, we know that the action of man is in the hands of God.
啊，但是我们也可以这样来看一下。
However, we can look at it from another perspective.
这里说，这个雅各呢，他一连七次俯伏在地。来就近以扫。
We can see that Jacob bowed on the ground 7 times.
我们看到一个腿瘸的人，他做这一个动作。
And we see a cripple doing this.
他可能很卖力的才俯伏在地。
Perhaps it took him a lot of effort to do that.
当他要再爬起来的时候，他也是啊非常不容易的，很辛苦的才又爬起来。
And it probably took a lot of effort for him to get up as well.
然后走几步呢，又同样的动作。
After a few steps, he kneeled down again.
这看在这个以扫的眼里。
In the eyes of Esau.
我一个大丈夫，我一个啊，一个勇士，我何必跟这个人来计较呢？
In the eyes of Esau, he might think, I am such a great warrior.Why should I quarrel with this person?
我怎么跟这样一个瘸腿的人来做决斗呢？
How can I fight with this cripple?
这个是一个或许也会有的一个因素。
Perhaps this is one of the reason.
神因为雅各腿瘸了，让这个以扫也能够化解了那个怨恨。
Perhaps it was through the crippleness of Jacob that Esau gave up his hate.
我们再请看创世纪31:20.
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 31, verse 20. Verse 20. And Jacob stole away, unknown to Laban, Laban the Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee. 21. So he fled with all that he had. He arose and crossed the river and headed towards the mountains of Gilead.
这是雅各的他的本性，他的为人。
This is the essence of Jacob.
他要离开这个他的岳父的时候，他是不告而别，他是这里是啊，甚至说他是用逃跑的。
And the words to describe Jacob is stole away and flee.
这是他自己的方法。
This is his own methods.
这是他一向做事情的方法原则。
He often done this, and this is what he's good at.
或许他真的是一个很会跑的人。
And he's really good at this.
所以他依靠神，但是他也依靠自己。
He rely on God, but he also rely on his own skills.
甚至我们可以说，他依靠自己比依靠神还多。
Maybe we can even say that he rely on himself more than God.
好，我们再看32:7.
Let's turn back to chapter 32, verse 2.
第七节。
Verse 7. Chapter 32, verse 7. Verse 7. So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks and and herds and camels into two companies.
第八节。
Verse 8. And he said, If Esau comes to the one company and attacks it,Then the other company which is left will escape.
很多的时候，人在惧怕仇缓的时候呢，就头脑脑子里就一片空白，不晓得要怎么做。
Whenever people are distressed, it's very likely they will lose their coolness and rationale.
那很有可能所做的事情常常就是出于他的本能。
And the survival instinct pop up.
那在这里雅各他或许他头脑还很清楚。
Perhaps Jacob did not lose his rationale.
那或许呢他正表现出他的本能来。
And his survival instinct took over him.
啊，也是一样的，靠着自己来抵抗，然后一方面逃跑。
He used his own wit and strategy to do the best.
现在他真的成为了一个瘸腿的。
And afterwards, he really truly became a cripple.
他不能够再靠自己的腿来奔跑。
He could not rely on his own feet to run.
啊，所以因为这样子，他就能就会更加的依靠神。
Because of this, he's able to rely on God more.
啊，腿瘸了，让他真的来走神的道路。
It's ironic, but after he got crippled, he can walk the God's path better.
啊，我们请看创世纪三十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 34.
三十节。
Verse 30. Verse 30, then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and Perizzites. And since I am few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and kill me. I shall be destroyed, my household and I."
啊，又是要靠着双腿来跑的一个时刻。
And this verse showed another moment that he had to run.
啊，但是这一次他是走在神的道路上。
However, this time he walked along the path of God.
35章第一节。
Let's look at verse 35, verse 1. 35, verse 1. Then God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother."
啊，神指示他，你该走哪一条路。
And God directed him on the path.
啊，雅各就走在神给他的道路上。
And Jacob follow God's direction.
啊，本来雅各是充满着害怕的。
At first, Jacob was full of fear.
哦，他如何来面对着周遭的人对他的仇视
？How does Jacob deal with the hostility around him?
哦，他也认为说他们可能会被灭绝。
And he believed that there's a possibility that he will be exterminated.
哦，但是这一条瘸了的腿的雅各，他现在走在神的道路上。
However, this crippled Jacob can walk along the path of God now.
35章第五节。
Let's look at 35 verse 5. Genesis chapter 35 verse 5. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob.
啊，这里说本来雅各所害怕的那些人，现在他们反而是怕雅各。
At first, Jacob feared the people, but from verse 5, we know that terror of God actually fell upon the inhabitants.
哦，所以走在神的道路上面，而让这些人变成惧怕雅各。
Because Jacob walked along the path of God, his enemies actually became afraid of him.
所以对雅各来讲，为什么神让他的人生里头有这个瘸腿的这一个缺陷？
And how come there's this moment that Jacob become crippled in his life?
那我们刚才有提到尼布甲尼撒王，提到保罗。
We also mentioned King Nebuchadnezzar and Paul.
那为什么神让他们在人生当中有这个缺口？
How come God allows such imperfection in their lives?
我们知道那故事里头告诉我们，神要让他们不要自高，要谦卑。
From the moral of the story, we can know that God wants to humble them.
圣经不否认人的努力。
The Bible does not deny the hard work of man.
但是在努力当中，尤其努力有了成果，人就很容易起了骄傲。
However, human nature tells us that because we accomplish something through our hard work, it's easy to become prideful.
所以神让保罗的人生的生活里头有一个缺陷，有一个缺口。
So God allowed the imperfection in Paul's life.
所以这也是保罗他思想之后，他明白了这样的道理。
And Paul himself understand this teaching.
所以他面对他人生的缺口，他感谢神。
So when he was faced with his thrones, he actually gave thanks to God.
那今天我们如何来面对着我们生活当中的缺口？
By the same token, how do we deal with the imperfection in our lives?
第一个，我们不再耿耿于怀， 我们人生的缺口。
So let us not dwell upon these imperfections.
我们请看创世纪32:30。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 32, verse 30. Verse 30. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
照说腿瘸了，这是一件大事情。
Being crippled is actually very serious matter.
但是我们可以看到以后的圣经在记载雅各就不再提起瘸腿这件事情。
However, after this event, the Bible never mentioned about Jacob's crippleness.
其实这个瘸腿应该是跟着他往后的日子。
This crippleness will follow him for the rest of his life.
但是在这里雅各他所看到的是这个神的怜悯，神的恩典。
But at this moment, he actually saw God's grace and mercy.
这里说我面对面见了神，我的性命仍然保全。
And from what Jacob called that place, we can see that he thanked God for sparing his life.
这是本来是要没有性命的，现在性命仍然保存。
Because he would actually deserve to lose his life, but it was actually preserved.
那这个腿瘸了跟生命怎么能够做比较呢？
Being crippled is nothing compared to saving his own life.
生命是更重要的。
Life is more important.
他感谢神保留他的生命。
He was thankful that God preserved his life.
所以他不再去提起他瘸腿的事情。
And he does not dwell upon the fact that he was crippled.
好，我们再看32:10。
Let's turn to chapter 32, verse 10. Verse 10. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies.
当雅各在面对着以扫的时候，他向神祈求。
As Jacob was about to meet Esau, he prayed to God.
他讲了一个很有良心的话，而且是事实。他说我一点都不配。
He spoke from his heart and says that he's not worthy of the mercies.
其实神给雅各太多太多的恩典。
Because God has given Jacob so much grace.
所以他腿瘸了，这个比较起来，这个就不用一直专注于耿耿于怀。我的腿瘸了。
So in comparison, he does not have to dwell on the fact that he was crippled.
所以其实我们每一个人应该都是这样的。
In the same way, we should think like this.
我们所拥有的，它绝对是比我们所没有的多出许多许多。
What we have is so much more than what we don't have.
现在雅各腿瘸了，这是他人生的缺口。
Because Jacob was crippled, this became an imperfection in his life.
如果他只专注于这样子的话，他会埋怨他的人生。
If he dwell upon this fact, that then he will become a very negative person.
但是他也去看到，他所拥有的是大大的超过了他腿瘸的这件事情。
But he was able to open his own eyes and see how much more he already had received in comparison to the crippleness.
所以当我们面对我们人生的缺口的时候，我们要更加的去珍惜神所赐给我们的，我们所拥有的。
So as we deal with the imperfections in our lives, let us not forget the so many blessings that God gave us.
纵然在人生当中有缺口，但是神他并没有弃绝我们。
Even though we may have imperfections in our lives, God has not forsaken us.
我们也参考路加福音15。
Let us also turn to Gospel of Luke, chapter 15.
路加福音15:17。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verse 17. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servant have bread?" Have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?
这个小儿子他为什么要离开父亲
？How come this prodigal son left his father？
哦，他应该是觉得说跟父亲在一起，他不能够拥有一些什么。
He must have felt that there's something he could not have by living with the father。
很有可能就是他觉得跟父亲在一起，他不能够拥有所谓真正的自由。
Perhaps it is his feeling that by living with his father, he could not have true freedom.
但是现在他醒悟过来。
But after the incident, he was awoke.
如果说真的他跟父亲在一起啊，常常有很多的限制。
Even though there might be some limitations and rules when he lived with his father.
如果说这是他人生的一个缺陷。
And if he sees this as an imperfection in his life.
但是他所拥有的呢，他这里说出来说，他就不会饿死。
But now he realized that he would not starve to death if he lived with his father.
他现在好像拥有自由，但是在这里可能会饿死。
Even though there seemed to be freedom when he's away from his father, but he's about to starve.
他的遭遇也是他人生的一个切口。
This incident also an imperfection in his life.
帮助他去珍惜他过去所拥有的。
To help him realize how much he had.
所以呢，他就决定回到父亲的身边。
This helped him to make the determination to go back to the father.
人生的切口对你对我来讲，都是我们觉得不可爱的。
I don't think anyone would like the imperfection in our lives.
但是常常是神，这就是神所给我们生命的一部分。
Nevertheless, it is part of life.
我们像这些古圣徒一样的来接受它。
Just like the saints of the old, we should embrace them.
那我们好好的来对待这一个切口。
And we will treat this imperfection with care.
这样我们的人生才会更快乐、更开朗。
And only when we deal with it the right way, our life can become happier and more positive.
请看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in needs, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, I'm strong.
在第七节，保罗说他人生当中有一个切口，他身上有一根刺。
And in verse 7, Paul mentioned that there was a thorn in his flesh.
这是他生命里头的一部分。
It is part of his life.
他能够很乐意的去接受这个事实。
And Paul was able to embrace this fact.
那从第十节呢，我们就看到说他的人生变得更加的喜乐，他的人生变得更加的开朗。
And from verse 10, we can actually see that Paul was not got struck down by the weakness.
圣经告诉我们说神爱世人。
Bible also tells us that God loves men.
因为他爱我们每一个人，所以我们每一个人的人生里头都有一些的缺陷。
Just because he loves us, we have some imperfections in our lives.
不是因为他无能。
It is not because God is not able.
圣经告诉我们神是全能的。
Because we know God is all powerful.
神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，他也是说我是全能的神。
When God appeared to Abraham, he said that I am the all-powerful God.
那为什么我们的人生里头都缺少了某些东西？
Then how come our lives are lacking something?
因为他爱我们每一个人。
It's actually because he loves us.
所以不要只觉得说只有我有这个人生的缺口。
Do not think that it is only I that receive some imperfections.
其实每一个人都有他人生的切口。
In fact, everyone has some imperfections in their lives.
那所以另外一个我们当如何呢？就是不用去做那些不需要的比较。
Therefore, we should not compare with one another.
有一个故事说，这个有那种古董的那个存钱的那个铺满。
And there's here's a story that there's an antique piggy bank.
那过去呢都是用那个土做的哈，陶瓷，陶瓷做的。
And this antique piggy bank is made out of clay.
那这个它也不像我们现在一般的是有一个盖子哈，你可以把它打开，钱可以流出来。
And the antique piggy bank does not have an opening, unlike the ones today.
所以如果说那个铺满，它一直被存钱。
So if we keep saving money inside this piggy bank,
当钱满了，要拿那个钱呢，就是要把它敲碎。
So the only way to get the money, it's to break it.
那个能够留下来的，就是从来没有被放钱进去。
The only antique piggy bank that survive today are the ones that have no money.
如果他们有感觉的话，在起初这个没有被装钱的，他一定觉得这个很不快乐。
If these piggy banks have feelings, at first they might feel really unuseful because no one used them to save money.
另外那个不断的被放钱进去。晃得满满的。
As for the other ones that's full with money.
那这一个呢却是空空的。
And this one may feel really empty.
但是最后呢那个满满的是被敲碎了。
However, the fate of the full piggy banks are to be broken.
那这个本来觉得很不快乐的这一个呢被保留下来。很久之后它成为一个古董。
On the other hand, this antique piggy bank was able to survive and become an antique.
那这个故事说，那我们要成为哪一种铺满？
So the moral of the story is, which piggy bank do you want to become?
其实两个都好。
In actuality, both piggy banks are good.
能够不断的有钱放进来，那也是一种很高兴的事情。
If we have, if there's always money coming in, of course that's good.
所以意思就是说。不需要做一些无谓的比较。
So the moral of the story is we should not compare with another.
如果人生没有缺口
，If we don't have any imperfections in our lives,
那我们对人的爱可能会缺少，可能会不完，更不完整。
Then there will be actually less love in the world.
我们请参考希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted, as we are, yet without sin.
为什么我们常常说来到主耶稣的这个施恩的宝座前？
How come we often mention that we should come before the throne of grace?
因为主耶稣他能够体恤我们的软弱。
It is because Jesus Christ is able to sympathize with us.
因为主耶稣他成为人，经历了所谓的人生。
Because Jesus Christ became man and went through life.
所以我们可以很有自信地说，主耶稣他了解我。
So with confidence, we can say that Jesus Christ understands us.
所以今天我们也常常强调着这种所谓的同理心，你了解对方。
We often emphasize on this empathy that you understand one another.
没有一些经历一些人生的缺口，我们实在是不容易去了解别人的需要。
Without going through these imperfections, we may not know the needs of others.
所以神给我们一些人生的缺口，是要让我们能够将爱表现得更好、更完全。
God gave us these imperfections so we can perfect our love.
好，我们请参考哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort.
第四节,
Verse 4. Who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble.
这里说用神所赐给我们的安慰，我们去安慰那个遭各样患难的人。
From the comfort and mercy we receive from God, we will treat others the same way.
当我们在患难当中，这就是我们人生的一个切口。
When we are in trials and tribulations, this may become an imperfection in our lives.
但是因为这个人生的切口，我们就能够让别人更能够感受到我们的爱，主耶稣的爱。
But because we experience these kind of things, later on we're more able to show love to others.
好，我们最后看创世纪十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪十七章第一节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless.
这里神对亚伯拉罕说，我是完全的神，全能的神。
Here, God told Abraham that I am Almighty God.
所以你要在我面前做完全人。
And he told him to be blameless.
有神的全能。 我们才有可能成为完全。
We need to receive power from God in order to be blameless.
那所以神用人生的切口来让我们成为更完全。
Through the imperfection in our lives, we ourselves may actually become more perfect.
所以并不是因为神不全能，所以我们有人生的切口。
It is not because God is not almighty that we have imperfections in our lives.
人生有切口，其实这是神的智慧，神的全能。
It is actually God's authority and His wisdom that we encounter such things.
雅各腿瘸了。Jacob
was crippled.
这成为他人生的切口。This
was a big imperfection.
但是就只是在创世纪32章来提起而已。
But it was also only mentioned once in Genesis chapter 32.
这个雅各他知道怎样来面对他人生的切口。
Jacob knew how to deal with this imperfection.
神爱我们，所以我们人生也会有切口。
God loves us, so we will also have imperfection in our lives.
但愿我们也能够像这些古圣徒一样的来面对我们人生的切口。
Let us have ask God for wisdom to deal with these imperfections like the saints of the old.
照着神的旨意，让我们成为一个更完全的人。
And according to his will, let us become a more perfect person.
唱诗368首。
Let's turn to hymn 368.